Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
You're having a blessed night. My name is Phil Armstrong. Welcome to the Prophecy Zone. Today we got an awesome guest from Blog Talk Radio from the Watchman Chronicles named Phoenix, and he's going to be on in a few minutes. We want to address just quickly about President Obama's address. I won't go into the details, but it's fluff as usual. Every time we get a president up there, no matter if he's from Harvard, Yale, or Skedaddleville University, he's still going to say the same thing over and over again. Just want to give us what we want to hear for about a day and go on in business and perform the status quo. So President Obama, regardless if I'm black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese, or psychedelic, he is not doing a good job as president. I don't care what color he is. When it comes a time where everything's racist, everybody's racist, if you say anything bad about, the only reason why I won't say anything bad about President Obama on my show all the time is because God put President Obama there. But in that case, you can say that he put the Antichrist there too, or Adolf Hitler, or Stalin, or Idi Amin. Wow, you know what I mean? So if they're going around killing everybody, pretty soon God's going to take them out anyway. And notice all of those guys had a bad ending, even Alexander the Great. And his ending was not as tragic as a lot of the other guys, but it was tragic at the least. In the news, Lebanon, they're talking about the conflict widening to Syria. And that, if you listen to some of my past shows, that's just what is going to happen. World War III would not be between two nations. A world war is never between just two nations. It's between a lot of them. So we have to address that fact that if the war starts over there in the Middle East, it's probably going to start with Israel going into one of the territories or going into Lebanon. We're going to go ahead and bring our guest on after we come back from a commercial break. We'll be back.
What you just heard was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation, Fridays 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same? Because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Hey, everybody out there, my name is Phil Armstrong, and I'd like to invite y'all to join us on the Prophecy Zone every Thursday and Sunday as we talk about the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about world events like the Mark of the Beast, Israel, Middle East peace talks, Middle East wars. We're going to be talking about things like the end time generation that we live in, because we are living in the final days. So join us on the Prophecy Zone. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go ahead and bring our guest on. His name is Phoenix. By the way, if y'all hear any noise in the background, that's my family. I really don't care if they make any noise. I was so kind of like freaked out about all kinds of noise in the background. But once I listen to some of my shows, a lot of that stuff is, I can't even hear it. But anyway, we're going to be talking about various subjects from the Mark of the Beast to martial law. Especially poison in the water. My kids are pretty much, I consider my kids smart, but as time goes on, they become very rebellious. Now, I'm just talking out of the wind right now. I haven't did any scientific proof that this has to do with it, but there's a lot of strange things happening with people who drink water out of the faucet and they get headaches. I remember in the military, I got a headache for like a couple hours, and the wife that I'm married to now, she was on, I was talking to her on the phone before we got married. She's like, drink a gallon of water. So I drank a gallon of water. Before I even got to the like second goal, the headache was gone. So it's like pure water defeated unholy water, I guess. But anyway, we're going to bring our guest on. he's from Blog Talk Radio. Is awesome. He's awesome guy. He's very pretty knowledgeable of what's going on in the world. So with further ado, let's bring him on.
Hey Phil, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. This is Phoenix with Free Your Mind on the Watchman Chronicles Network. You can check me out on Blog Talk Radio along with Phil. And stunning times we're living in today. Stunning times, my friend. I really feel that the Lord has led me into a certain topic I wanted to get into before we started talking about Haiti and the New World Order. I kind of want to lead the audience into a little bit of a build up before we get there. What I want to talk about is the King James Version of the Bible. I truly do believe that the King James Version is the best version out there. There's other people that feel, you know, otherwise, but hear me out, and I'm just going to give you some reasons why, also, why the King James Bible is number one to choose from, and also proof that God is real. Now, I tell you what, when I started doing this study, probably about 6 months ago, and I didn't get all the material myself, but I did do it through several researchers, and I tell you what, I was baffled at the information. So let's just jump right into it, if you don't mind.
Okay, fine. Let's go.
Let's look at the number five. Let's look at the number five in the Bible. The Antichrist in the Bible is mentioned five times. Satan is mentioned 55 times in the King James Bible. Devils are mentioned 55 times in the King James Bible. Satan mentioned he had a five-point plan in Isaiah 14:12. It says, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Okay? Now, if you notice, the eastern star, the pentagram, the goat of Mendez, and the symbol of Baphomet all have what? 5 points, right?
Yep. Yep.
Now get this, Revelation 9:1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Isaiah 14 also says, oh, how thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. Okay? Now, in the Bible, angels are referred to as stars in the Bible. Okay? Let's build this up. The word Christ is mentioned 555 times in the King James Version of the Bible. Now, Christ defeated Satan 55 times with 55 words quoting from the fifth book of the Bible. Now, is that amazing? Let's hear an amen on that one. By the way, they pierced him five times on the cross, with the fifth piercing defeating Satan when the blood ran down and spilled on the mercy seat on the left side. Now, I don't know if you've heard about that, but they used to do the sacrifices on the right side of the mercy seat. And when Christ, the ground split, right, and the blood came down through the ground, and actually there was a grotto found underneath called Jeremiah's Grotto that was found by Ron Wyatt. And underneath is he found the Ark of the Covenant, where the blood fell down right on the mercy seat and shed the sins. Now, they had to fall on the mercy seat for everyone's sins to be completely relinquished. Yep. That kind of makes sense. Everyone might want to check that out. That's another issue in itself. All right, let's look at 10. Perfect number. It also represents completion, right? Yep. Ezekiel 28:13. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Thy sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Now, how many stones did we have? We had 10 stones, okay?
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4:13, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon two tables of stone. So let's remember that number 10. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm going through this is because I want to reveal a secret that I don't know. I don't think that a lot of people understand, and it's a secret that's found in Freemasonry.
Well, okay? I know, I don't. But
okay.
Go ahead, help
me out. If you know the secret, I'm just going to keep going.
No. Let's go.
Daniel 2:41-42, and whereas thou sawest thy feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of the iron and part of the clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Now the reason why I just mentioned that, there's 10 toes, okay? Mm-hmm. Unless you're a giant, of course, then you have 12 toes.
Yes.
Because they're hybrids and they're not of God. So therefore they are an abomination and they are unperfect.
Yes.
Okay? Revelation 17:12. And by the way, I just read The Secret of Freemasonry, just so everyone knows. We're going to go back to that, though. Revelation 17:12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now, Masons use handshakes. The secret is the count of the fingers. Two of them make a handshake. How many fingers we got? We got 10 fingers. Okay, that's one of the secrets of Masonry. 1 Samuel 25:37-38. But it came to pass in the morning when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became a stone. And it came to pass, after 10 days, that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. Okay, let's look at the number 23. What does 23 equal? Equals death and sacrifice. Okay, let's look at Luke 23:23. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified, and the voices of them of the chief priests prevailed. Now that word crucified, believe it or not, is the 23rd occurrence of that word, of the word crucify or crucified. On Luke 23:23, it had the 23rd occurrence of crucified. Now the serpent spoke 46 words to Eve in Genesis chapter 3. What's 46 divided by 2? 23. Okay, there are 46 chromosomes, which 23 pairs, in the human cell. Okay? Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, that is, your body is a living sacrifice. The temple of God. Let's move on. The beast. Let's look at the number 33. The beast mentioned 33 times in the King James Version. Okay? Beast, just beast, is mentioned 132 times. That's 33 divided by 4 times in the Old Testament. Christ was 33 when he died on the cross, showing the destruction of the beast, the man of sin. 33rd word spoken to Eve in the garden by the serpent was eyes. Now I want you to pay attention to that. What is the symbol of the Illuminati? Okay, you've all seen eye.
Yeah.
Right? And how many degrees are there in Masonry? There's 33 degrees in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. You see, the Freemasons studied the Bible, and they pulled this whole scam completely from the Bible. And they took the words from the serpent, and which is the devil, and put this Freemasonry together. Now let's look at the number 4. 4 equals fourth dimension. This will make sense as I say this. Ephesians 3:17-18. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and the length, and the depth, and the height. Now let's count those. Breadth, length, depth, and what's the fourth one? Height. Now most people think there's only 3 dimensions. Right there in the Bible proves that there's actually 4 dimensions.
Wow.
Which direction is the fourth dimension? It's the height. And he knew that, and he wanted you to know that. That's why he said, being you have to be rooted and grounded in love to be able to comprehend that.
Yeah.
With all the rest of the saints, what is this type of thing that we're talking about? Now let's look at Job 22:12. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. So what are we talking about? We're talking about he's in the fourth dimension. Psalms 102:19, for he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth. The fourth dimension is the spirit realm. Someday we will be in the New Jerusalem, and where does it lieth? Let's look. Revelation 21:16. In the city lieth what? Four square. And the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlings, the length and the breadth and the height of it are all equal. It lieth four square. Where does it come from? The fourth dimension. Okay? So that's leading into Daniel 7:19. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast. Okay? This fourth beast, what does that tell us? It's from where? The fourth dimension, which was diverse from the others. That's why it's diverse. Exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass. Well, that there tells us he's not a natural animal. which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Okay, so this beast we know has come from the fourth dimension. Daniel 7:23. Thus he said, the four beasts shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. So now we have a fourth beast from a fourth dimension, and now this beast will be the fourth kingdom. So what is the fourth kingdom of the earth going to be? It's going to be not of this world. It'll be controlled by the spirit realm. It's going to be from the fourth dimension. Shall be diverse. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's what you think the last empire is going to be, is more possessed by the demons than the other ones?
Exactly, and it says, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, which the other three kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Why? Because it's not from this realm.
Yeah.
Right? Now, yeah. The beast comes from the fourth dimension. The fourth kingdom will be ruled by the fourth dimension. Now, will we be able to see these demons and beasts? That part, I don't know, but they will be ruling it in the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we figured out from this.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, let's count them, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness, where? In high places. That's four, coming from the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
So that's what he was talking about when he listed those four different ones for a reason. Because, you know, obviously we got to do our research to be able to really find the secret things of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel 4:23. Now this is going to jump off the beast I was talking about earlier. Okay, I'm hoping this is really going to blow your mind here. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, "Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till seven times pass over him." Now, we just talked about that the fourth beast was going to be from where? The fourth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this fourth beast had teeth of iron, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had nails of brass. Now, what did the iron represent? Iron represents Rome, okay? And the brass represents Grecia,
mm-hmm.
All right? Now, what are these little... Bible prophecy guys skip over Daniel chapter 4. I think they missed a very important key here. Now, the band of iron and the band of brass that were put around this stump are the same iron and brass on this other beast. In fact, the beast and the iron and the brass are the same. The reason why the iron and the brass, which is Rome and Grecia, were put around this stump, right? And it says, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, is because they wanted the stump to stay there and stay alive so that it can be brought back into the final kingdom, it said, till seven times pass over Nebuchadnezzar. These seven times are the 7 years of tribulation.
Wow.
The beast is going to be Nebuchadnezzar coming back, whether it's going to actually be him or his personality, that I'm not sure. But it says the reason why he was given a beast's heart for 7 years was because he's going to be the beast in the tribulation for that 7 years.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. And I was really baffled when I heard that. And then I want to get a little deeper with you, too. That's only one understanding.
Okay.
Now, also, I want to go back to the secret of Freemasonry. Okay? Yeah. Let me go back real quick. Now, the secret is you won't find this in any Freemasonry book. You will only find it in the Bible. That's it. The Masons aren't going to tell you the secret. And let me read it again. Daniel 2:41-42, and whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, which is the fourth kingdom, right? Now we know that the fourth kingdom now is it's from the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
Part of potter's clay and part of iron. Okay, what does that mean? Now we know that iron means Rome, but let's look at a different meaning. Do you know what happens when a star in heaven, in the universe, blows up? That it, you know what's left over?
What is
one, after a beautiful sight, of course, the only thing left is a big ball of iron.
Wow.
See, when stars fall upon themselves, they leave behind iron. That's what they're made of.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's talking about here is this fourth kingdom is going to be from the fourth dimension because it's going to be mixed with us, which is clay. It'll be mixed with iron, which is angels. Okay?
Wow.
The kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of iron, strength of angels, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, which is people, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. What it's talking about is angel-people hybrids controlling.
Wow.
I know that sounds to a lot of people out of this world, but you only have to read your Bible in Genesis 6:2, and there's endless debates on it, but just ask God for the real proper meaning for it.
Well,
I know we don't have a lot of time to go over it all, but...
Yeah, that's... Well, in Genesis chapter 6, it talks about the giants, or there was supposed to be some giants cohorting with women.
The sons of God came down and slept with the daughters of man. The sons of God were from heaven.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff back there must have been far fetched. Like, for instance, I heard somebody talking about Noah when Noah was building the ark. Some people probably walked up to him and say and laughed at him because they was like rain.
Right. Yeah, you're like rain. What? We never heard of such a thing. They probably laughed at him. Just like the guys that say that Jesus is going to come back, like us.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to say, where's your Jesus?
Yeah. Exactly.
And we'll say, yeah, well, it's coming. Don't you worry. So I wanted to set that up just so people know that this fourth kingdom, the reason why we're under a dictatorship and we're going into a dictatorship in this new world order, the reason why it's been set up is because there's powers in the unseen that are controlling everything. That's why I wanted to set that up.
Yeah, we are in martial law now. It's just a lower form. Just like a lower form of when you're an alcoholic, when you start drinking a little bit, your kidneys start getting bruised just a little bit. So we're bruised. We're kind of like on the way to almost being completely blown up kidneys.
Now, I wanted to add something else real quick before we get off of Nebuchadnezzar, because I think that Daniel is one of the most important books of the Bible, and I think a lot of people miss it. I strongly am starting to believe that Daniel is actually a segment, almost piece by piece, of the tribulation.
Yeah.
Only metaphorically speaking, though, in parables. Now, you notice that they put the oven seven times hotter, and then you go into the book of Isaiah, and it talks about how the sun, it's either Jeremiah or Isaiah, he talks about how the sun's going to get seven times hotter.
Yeah.
So... there's a lot of correlations in Daniel, but I did want to mention where 666 comes from and how it leads to Nebuchadnezzar. I think a lot of people miss that. The statue itself is said that it's 70 cubits and 6 cubits, right? That's only 2 sixes, right?
Yep.
The other 6 comes from, I don't know if people notice this, his instruments. The sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer. We got 6, 6, and 6.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's why he's the beast. And then it says those who have understanding will understand in the end times, that have knowledge, because Nebuchadnezzar is the beast, 666.
Wow.
And that's why his statue and his instruments equal 666. I don't know if a lot of people caught that. I just got chills reading that over myself.
We're probably not going to be able to. I'm probably going to have you on my show a few times, because we're not going to be able to get over all that stuff on the list. But that's fine.
It takes hours to break that stuff down too, and I try to do it as quick as I could.
That's fine. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about Hades.
Sounds good.
Just hold tight. Yep.
Romans 6:23 says,
"For the wages of sin is death." Once again, the God of eternal life, Christ Jesus, our Lord. You're listening to the Prosperous Ego on Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Phil Armstrong, on Blog Talk Radio as we discuss end time events, the mind of Jesus Christ, second coming, earthquake, pestilence, the mark of the beast technology, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dividing of Jerusalem, and much more. Join us for our action-packed information that will keep you informed so you can be ready for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, join us on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. So we're going to go ahead and talk about something else and let the Lord lead us. What you want to talk about, brother, and what you feel the Lord's leading you to?
Okay. I want to get into the Haiti. I want to do a brief history real quick, just to kind of catch of Haiti, what the real history of Haiti is, not what the media tells you. Okay, Haiti revolted in 1915. Okay, the reason why they revolted was because of the current puppet dictator Jean Vilbrun Guillaume Sam. He was known for torturing and executing political prisoners. Okay, that's why the country revolted against him. Now, the U.S. moved in to protect America investments and foreign investments. Now, who were they? Now, why did they move in? Because the largest being National City Bank of New York, which held the largest sum of debt for Haiti. Okay, they later changed their name to Citibank. So Citibank wanted to make sure that they were going to get their funds, so they sent the U.S. Army. I know that sounds crazy, but really the bank runs the world. The U.S. went in and sent troops in. So the U.S. was sent in to protect the banksters' investments, that's what we call them, banksters, at the risk of taking lives. Now, Woodrow Wilson sent 330 U.S. Marines to Port-au-Prince. Historians note that Wilson's version of what we now call a humanitarian mission resulted in murder, destruction, and the reinstitution of virtual slavery in Haiti. Wilson's Secretary of State, Robert Lansing, had this to say. African races, now mind you, this is in 1915 to 1918. So this is a bit of a racist comment. The African races are devoid of any capacity for political organization and possess an inherent tendency to revert to savagery and cast aside the shackles of civilization, which are irksome to their physical nature. So basically, the Secretary of State of Woodrow Wilson was basically saying, we're going in because they can't rule their own country, because we don't feel their race can handle it, which is completely an insult and ridiculous. Now, U.S. installed a Senator Felipe Dartaguanava as head of state and later installed President Smedley Butler. U.S. then leaned on the puppet senator to sign a treaty that the U.S. would handle Haiti's finance for the next 20 years, ensuring that Citibank would now receive payments on their loan to Haiti. Isn't that ridiculous? So the U.S. also installed a 3,000-man police force, in which required Haitian peasants to work on roads for 3 days a year, supposedly. And real quick, a real quick rebuttal, what does that remind you of? Volunteer work, anyone? What's Obama trying to get everyone to sign up for?
Volunteer.
Many workers, however, many workers, however, were forced to work bound with ropes for weeks and even months at a time. This reminded them of their previous enslavement to the French, and 40,000 Haitians rebelled, and the Americans killed 2,000 of them, and their rebellion was squashed. Now, the U.S. enslaved Haiti up until 1934 and then installed puppet dictators from then on out, right? Exactly, because the banks still continue to pay their money. Now, Haiti has been disabled on purpose. You hear a big thing with the news saying that Haiti is a poor country and it can't support itself. Well, it can't support itself because the banks have made it that way. They've dismantled society because the banks want it that way. Sergeant Bill Smith of the U.S. Marines said, "We are here to provide security to the hospital. We work with the government of Haiti. We have rules of engagement, like shooting people." He didn't say that, but I'm just adding that in. "But we are on a humanitarian mission." Now, isn't that funny? Now, even though everyone else around them is saying that this is an occupation.
Right.
Now, one Haitian man had this to say. "I have seen the Americans in the streets giving out water and food, but now they come to the palace." Another said, "It's an occupation. The palace is our power, our face, our pride." Okay. Others then report hearing a loud static sound following the first earthquake.
Wow.
Also, several AM grids went down following earthquake as well. Now, what does that make us think? All right. Now, we got an island with Dominican Republic and the country of Haiti put together. And all of a sudden, they have a 7.0 earthquake.
Yeah.
And Dominican Republic wasn't even touched.
Yeah.
That's pretty unusual. And not to mention the rest of, any nearby countries. Let me just add this. On April 28, 1997, Defense Secretary William Cohen made the following quote. "Others are engaging even in eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. That's why we have to intensify our efforts." Now, that was in 97, and that was from the Defense Secretary. In other words, everyone's got the weapons, and we got to make ours better so we can make earthquakes as well. Now, I want to talk about something that might be a little controversial, but I'm going to say it anyways because I've been called to do so. Okay? Let's talk about the HARP system. I don't know if your viewers have heard of HARP, but it stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which is located in Gackinaw, Alaska, an active military base used for modifying the atmosphere. Now, it's kind of funny, though. The U.S., they state that they're interested in modifying the atmosphere, but they're not interested in climate control. is there much of a difference there, or is that just me? Okay. Now, a lot of people think that the U.S. set off a weapon. Venezuelan Ministry of Communications and Information claimed the earthquake in Haiti was caused by an experiment of the United States. Ministry also claims the U.S., in their 70 years of earthquake weapons, which have greatly improved, they might put Iran as the next possible target. Wow, now that's from Venezuela. Cuba...
I can believe that. I heard that in the news. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, that may be something that they're going to take care of instead of going to war with them. They're going to probably destroy it with some earthquake machine.
Exactly. And now a lot of people think that they also have, they're occupying Haiti so that they can do an invasion of Venezuela. I've heard that they're building up the airport and You know, they've already got, what, 20,000 troops? What do you need 20,000 troops in there? They're not handing out bottles of water, and they're not handing out food, but they all have assault rifles.
Yeah.
So now Russia and Cuba claim U.S. was directly involved with the Haiti earthquake as well. So what? That's three countries. Venezuelan leader Hugo.
Who was saying that from Russia?
The Russian government. It wasn't. I didn't get a contact. Did not get a contact, but they did come out together with Cuba, from what I've heard.
Well, yeah.
Now also Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez has once again accused the U.S. of playing God, but this time he feels the U.S. was directly behind Haiti's earthquake. Now, it's kind of funny how Venezuela, Russia, Cuba, and I'm going to talk about Bolivia in a second, and also Nicaragua, they all feel that the U.S. caused this earthquake. And it's funny that in the prophecies of the fall of America, they're also all involved with the attack of America. I think that's very interesting. I don't know if you've heard the prophecies of Dimitri Duterman, but he prophesied that the fall of America would come from Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries that he could not remember. So maybe they were Venezuela and Bolivia, but, you know, we'll have to see. So I'm probably blowing people's minds right now, but HAARP was recorded. Get this. I thought this was even better. HAARP was recorded and sound waves were heard before quake in Haiti, okay? Not just that, I went on HAARP's website today, and the day before the earthquake in Haiti, for some reason, on five different graphs and charts, they have it deleted. They have the records deleted all on the same spot, too. I wonder if they're going to probably click and paste anything that they want to put in there later on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, Bolivian President Evo Morales said that he will request an emergency U.S. meeting to reject what he calls the U.S. military occupation of Haiti. It's not right that the U.S. should use this national disaster to invade and militarily occupy Haiti, says Morales. Now, he told a press conference this on Wednesday. Nicaragua also has taken a similar stance toward the U.S. with respect to the situation in Haiti. Now, that's just the current updates I have on there. Do you want to expand on any of that information before we move on?
Well, what I was looking at, when the Word of God says in Matthew 24 there should be earthquakes in diverse places as part of the signs of Jesus Christ coming back, I always wonder why in diverse places. As I look at Revelations, it's the wrath of God, and it's also God allowing the wrath of man to fall on himself because he wants the man. The organizations like the UN, all these so-called peace organizations are really actually organizations that want destruction on its citizens, on the world citizens. And there's a movie in 1984. He said they call cold hot, hot cold. They call good evil. They call peace or peace war.
Absolutely. It's a backward system, is what it is.
Yeah.
They should have called the Patriot Act the Take Away Our Freedoms Act.
Yeah.
Or how about the Patriot Act 2 should have been called I Can't Believe You Fell For It Again While I'm Taking More of Your Freedoms Away Act.
Fool me three times.
Version
3.
Oh, what's even greater is Obama coming out last night. Okay, I didn't get to watch too much of it, but I did get a news clip that said, right off, he goes, I want to give $30 billion to the banks so that they can give them to the small businesses. And then all of a sudden, you hear runs of, this is great for small business. This is great for small business. Wait a second. Didn't we just give away like $26 trillion to the banks and counting? And now we're going to give them another opening for – you notice he said to the banks, not to small businesses.
Yeah.
The small businesses will never see that money.
Yeah, it really cracks me up when they talked about it last summer when they locked the people in Congress and said, we better pass this law. It's going to be martial law. And some of you guys are going to get – you know, somebody's going to come up and snipe you guys if we're not. And then they try to scare Congress into voting for it. But it turned out
exactly.
They finally voted for the $700 billion money, and then they're asking, where is the money? Where's the money?
Plus the $700 billion never had a cap on it. So he gave I believe the ratings are around $26 trillion now. It was supposed to be $700 billion. Now it's $26 trillion. You know what? When I did the math, I think when it was at $15 trillion, and that was going to cost every man, woman, and child around $70,000 in their lifetime.
Wow.
So, and that's in counting. It's still going up. Right now, Obama, if he keeps on the same spending spree, before his four-year term is up, if he keeps on the same rate as he's going now, he will spend more than every country in the world put together for the last 200 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And he hasn't even gone through a year yet.
Yeah, that's dangerous for the countries, like a race car driver on his lap in the pits. They put too much air in the tires. Pretty soon he's going to get in the wreck.
Right, exactly. Same thing. What happened in World War II? Right after World War II, Germany just kept printing money and printing money and printing money, and sooner or later the term came out that a barrel of money, the barrel was worth more than the money.
Exactly.
They would steal the wag. They would steal the barrel it came in, and they'd leave the money behind because it wasn't worth anything.
Yeah, the Bible talked about in Revelation chapter 6, the first chapter of the actual tribulation period starting. It says that the scales. It talks about the scales,
right?
And it gives a hint towards inflation, not deflation, but inflation.
Absolutely, and even the measurements will be off. We go to the gas pump and try to get a gallon of gas. We'll think that we're getting a gallon of gas, but we'll probably be cheated. The scales will be completely off.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was saying. When the gas came back down, I was like, hallelujah, because I'm going to enjoy this for a while, because I know it's like it's not going to be too much longer before gas is $10 a gallon again.
Well, I don't know if you follow Leslie Williams, but Leslie Williams he had another talk with his friend about the oil prices. I think they're going back up in about a year.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
I believe that's what he said. I haven't got his recent video yet, but I tell you what, everything they tell him is right on key. You know?
Well, he was on Alex Jones. That's where I know him from, Alex Jones and Dr. Stan Ortiz. That's where I know him from.
Right. They all talk together. Stan Ortiz, Alex Jones, Steve Quayle, Leslie Williams, Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club. They all know each other, but they don't. A lot of them, some of them, don't come on each other's shows. But it's like a tight network, and you know what it is? It's we're the good guys, and we got to keep together because we're the only ones running the truth movement. We got to build more people up, and hopefully awaken more people. Now I thank God every day that He decided to come and take the veil off my eyes because I was blinded in the world.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time. We get put to sleep by the TV. I like American Idol, and I like NFL football, but I have to, pray that the Lord, enlighten me more, because if you really think about the name American Idol, you think about the Old Testament, if you really think about it, Idol.
Right.
I say, wow, I kind of thought about that.
I think about the New Testament, exactly, the Old Testament and New Testament, because right now, everything is an idol to an American.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they covet everything.
Yes.
And I literally, you know how long it's funny because before I got, I didn't realize the name of that show until my eyes were opened. Is that not hilarious?
Yeah.
I mean, it was deliberate. The devil is deliberate when he does things.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to throw it right in your face because otherwise it's not a sin.
Exactly. Let's talk about the economy for a minute. Would you like to go in that area?
Yeah, I'll go as long as you want. I like being on the show. I'm trying to wake up as many people as possible. So you just let me know when you're done with me.
Okay. Well, the show goes up at 8:30 Eastern time. It's probably 11:30, 12:30 your time, 12, I don't know.
That'd be 11:30. It's 10:48 right now, so.
Yeah, so I got we got 40 minutes left on the show. Well, okay. I have to go pick. I would extend it, but I have to go pick my daughter up from a basketball game. She's she was out of town today, and they got to have us meet at the school to pick her up. But other than that, I was thinking about that earlier. I said, "What did the show go good? God bless it." And then I yeah. can't keep going unless my wife
right.
picked her up. You know, my wife been home with kids all day, so. Yeah, but I would love to have you show. As a matter of fact, man, you pretty much blessed by God. I wouldn't even mind if you can. I know you got your own show, but if you can, man, it just you know, maybe on Fridays you can host my show, man. Just take it over. Because what I'm gonna try to do is I'm gonna try to get it to a point where I'm hosting it. It's kind of like Art Bell. I don't know if you heard him, but
Art Bell
used to. Yeah, he was the original person of Coast
to Coast. Yeah, now it's what's his name?
Mr. Norrie.
Yeah, George Norrie. You know, he's another one that's in the network too. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's friends with Alex Jones and Steve Quayle and all of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is get me a few people that's believing, you know, Jesus as personal savior. And believe that time, you know, we need to warn people, and it won't be so much my show; it'll be everybody, you know, as far as the getting people aware of what's going on, because time is short, and I don't have any time to be saying my. I was listening to one of my shows lately, and I was trying to talk to a brother on there. I don't know if you listened to me though, but. I was trying to.
I had to check you out.
I was trying to tell him that this is not what I see. He was trying to get me to see something that I didn't see it, and I was trying to tell him to surf. Of course, the Bible goes down deep inside of you, but I was trying to tell him I wasn't reading that. As soon as I read it, I don't read, you know, Sabbath. I read what it's trying to tell me. So,
right.
So you know, I would love to have. You as a host, if you can, come on, you know, for whatever time, if you feel.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely work something out for sure.
Yeah, that'd be awesome because we got to get that.
Yeah,
word
I want to make a quick comment on the earthquakes you were speaking about.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Isaiah 13:13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall be removed out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Psalm 18:7, then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hill moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. Psalm 68:8, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God. So this is going to be some major, major earthquakes if Mount Sinai is moved.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted to make that brief comment. And I also got one more comment before we jump into the economy.
Okay.
It's a quick little comment I made on my show, but it was a comment that I love so much that really motivated me. I believe it was from the prophet Tom Deckard. I could be wrong, but it was a end-time prophecy, and he was standing in line during the tribulation, okay?
Uh-huh.
It was like right at the beginning of the tribulation, and they were killing off Christians. And he said Jesus appeared to him. And he felt comforted, and this is what Jesus said. He said, it's okay to give up what you cannot keep to gain what you cannot lose.
Yes.
Little motivational line there for you.
And I understand that you I understand. Here's my thing, with the brother I was talking to a couple of days ago. Here's my new stance on the Christian being here or gone, whatever, in the tribulation period. Here's my new stance on this. I believe, this is my belief right here. This is my belief. I believe that you should be, you should love God so much that if it was not a rapture, you would be able to get through it because you love God that much. And
exactly.
the reason why I say that is because the way the world is now, a lot of Christians are sort of you can't have both your foot on outside of the church and inside of the church, or what I'm saying, in the body of Christ and outside of the body of Christ. You know, you can't dance with the devil. You can't dance with the world and still be you know, thinking you're going to be okay with God. Now, a lot of people believe that they can do that. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the faith movement, a lot of the faith movement people, they think prosperity is being heavily minded. And then if you, there's some people who believe that, like for me, I believe an alcoholic is in a better place than a person who thinks they're okay when they're not. Because
right.
you can get a perfect person who is, I'm okay, you know, I'm okay, I go to church and I do this and this, but do you love Jesus? Because can
right.
you get to that, if you can't get to, if you don't love Jesus enough, you're not, I heard the brother tell me, well, he's going to make sure everybody's okay in the tribulation period. So if that was correct, what are you saying?
Exactly. You're going to show your faith through the works that you that
yeah.
you do.
Well, you're going to get your butt kicked by the Antichrist, and you better hold your faith, and you're going to end up burning in hell. So,
right. Right.
So
if you were just a fair-weather Christian, people
yeah.
would know, because you're not showing through your works
yeah.
that you are a Christian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though you
yeah.
say that you are.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. You got to have a prayer closet with God. You have to have a close
exactly.
relationship.
Yes, yes, yes.
Whether there's going to be a rapture or not, either way, your heart better be right with God, because that book of Revelation is pretty scary.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, let's move on with the economy.
Okay.
I know we don't have a ton of time left, but the economy, while do we have quite a show on our hands with the economy? Now,
yeah.
as we were talking before about our currency, we were actually talking about the banksters. Back in the day, we used to use gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are into using the dollar now. And as you can see, people are getting scared, because what are we doing? We're printing and 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 we're printing. And what
mm-hmm.
happened in World War II? What happened to Germany? Well, their money wasn't worth anything, because they just printed endless amounts of money. Now, our money
yeah.
isn't backed by gold or silver any longer.
No.
I actually talked about this on my show last night, that it's funny, on our actual, the currency we use, you know all the presidents on our currency? It's the Federal Reserve banking note, okay?
Yeah.
All the presidents that were on the Federal Reserve banking notes, the dollar, the $5, the 10, the 20, the 50, and the 100, every
uh-huh.
one of them fought against the Federal Reserve.
Wow.
Now, why would you put the Federal – was it mocking those presidents? Because they all tried to uphold gold and silver instead of a fiat currency. Why?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because four times in our country's past have they inflated massive amounts of money through wars, and they almost died trying. And
wow.
they knew that no matter what, that they did not want a fiat currency in the future. And they did everything that they could, except for, of course, the little loophole that they used by creating a Federal Reserve to give money to the Congress, because Congress isn't allowed to print their own money.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a loophole. Now we're stuck with fiat currency. Now, another
yeah.
currency that's really driving our economy down is a currency called fractional reserve banking. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
What it is it's fake numbers. You take out a credit card and you purchase something. It's electronic, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that money doesn't actually exist. It only exists on a piece of paper or in a computer, okay? Now, the way fractional reserve banking works is a bank will borrow from the Federal Reserve, let's say, $1 million, okay?
Okay.
They'll take 900,000 of that, okay, and they'll give it out on loans.
Yeah.
All right, so they only have 100,000 left in the bank, okay? But,
yeah.
okay, let's say that they owe what people have their money supply in there. What if they have, like, $5 million in there, and they only have to have, like, I think it's 1% now. 1% of actual cash in the bank. Now,
wow.
if they have $100 million running through that bank, that means they only have to have, well, it's a little too big of a figure. It's not realistic. Let's say $1,000 in the bank in investments. Okay, they only have to have, like, what, $10 or $100, whatever 1% is. And what happens if someone, the bankers are counting on you not coming in and requesting all your money out. That's the secret.
Yeah.
And that's why these banks are going under, is because these people are wanting, they're freaking out with the economy, and that's a big part of it, is this fractional reserve banking doesn't work. Now, what happens is when they loan this money out, right, and let's say that they have a loan agreement, okay? Now, the loan agreement is loaned out. Now, if they start getting that money back, right? Let's say they get all the money back from that $900,000 they loaned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, since they got that money back in, they're now allowed to loan, I believe it's like five times that amount. So now you're jumping in multiplications from five times like $900,000, and you only have $100,000 in reserves? That doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
So they're counting on people not coming in and withdrawing their money out of the banks, because if that happens, the bank will have to shut down, just like what happened in the Great Depression, and it'll be a bank holiday, right?
Yeah.
Now, they're calling for this bank holiday, and it's supposed to be around the corner. I've heard from sources that they believe the dollar is going to fall by the end of this year. Now, if the dollar falls by the end of this year, I strongly suggest that people right now go and get gold and silver in coins, bullion, whatever you can get it in.
A lot of people think they should just get it in gold. But so I was listening on the radio today, and they were saying one guy from – actually, he promotes Goldline, but he was saying that it's better to get
What's his name? I know what you're talking about. I know him pretty good. I've talked to him a couple times.
Well, he said get gold, but he said get silver for – make sure, because it might be more accessible, especially if a system collapses.
Well, the problem is gold is going to shoot to like $10,000 an ounce someday, you know?
Yeah.
And you want to buy a loaf of bread, you're not going to use a $10,000 coin, you know?
No, you're
not. So you want to use small increments. So that's why I suggest using silver. Now, palladium and platinum are also going to be they're expected to extremely skyrocket. Now, unfortunately, the only thing I feel about that, Steve Quayle's promoting it a lot about palladium and platinum, and he has his own investment company just like Goldline. So he knows a lot more about it than I do. But I kind of feel that platinum and palladium, they're resources. Gold and silver is not a resource. You know what I mean? So it's not something that has to be used by the economy. Like palladium is used in mufflers and in their converters, catalytic converters. Well, if the cars stop using catalytic converters, it's probably going to shoot the prices of palladium down. You don't understand what I'm saying? So I would stick with silver and gold. But if the dollar does fall and they restructure under the Amero, which is the new currency they're talking about, or they might skip the Amero and go straight to the, some say, the Euro, which I think will actually be, you hear me out, I think it'll be a green credit. I think that's going to be the next money.
Yeah. Well, first, I think I think they're gonna go to some type of a credit card. And I was watching Thief in the Night every 6 months for some reason. But it was funny because that movie was back in the 70s, and they were saying, and a lady was asking her, "Yeah, I see you haven't got the mark yet." And I just decided to hold on to this until I got the credit card. I think that's pretty fine. I was like, wow. that movie was prophesying a long time ago that there's going to be a credit card system first and then a mark.
Exactly, and they're moving to cashless society, so they're trying to move us into that. Now, there's a big debate on the mark of the beast, whether it's going to be the RFID chip or whether it's going to be something else. But it's definitely, you're not going to be able to buy or sell at all. Because the way they're moving, if you notice, with the green movement, now the green movement is nothing but the devil. Global warming, green movement, it's a hoax. It's to take and enslave the population. It has nothing to do with the planet. Carbon dioxide is good for the planet. I've told people this tons and tons of times over. If there was more carbon dioxide in the air, we'd have longer plant yields. We'd have crops growing in areas where they don't normally grow. And that's probably what happened in the Jurassic period before it started raining.
Yeah,
you know,
remember,
what I mean?
Remember, peace is war, hot is cold, good is evil.
Right, you know, it's completely opposite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to move towards green credits, to be honest with you. I think the Amaro was just a fake step. I think they are going to combine the Canadian, Mexico, and American government. I believe that is going to happen. But I do think that they're going to skip the Amaro. I think it's just kind of something to keep people sidetracked from the green movement. And I think that it's going to go into credits. Now, if this happens, we might be seeing a mark of the beast sooner than we thought. Because if they're able to just do a society that's cashless on credits, then they're able to call RFIDs faster than you think.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's a scary thought. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I'm not going to be buying or selling. I can tell you what, I'm gonna be saying no. So right now, currently, I'm going to be doing business as long as I can. That's why I'm trying to do what I can to prepare for the end times. I do believe they are near. I think everyone should be saving up on food and water as well. Not as much as the gold and silver, because obviously you're going to have to be able to buy, and you know, you're going to have supplies. You got to have to pay for. You got to pay for your house too. You know, so
now,
it's just always good to have that in reserves.
Yeah, that's true. Let me shoot a go ahead and say who I'm having on the show. I'm kind of my brain is not working tonight, but it's not as late as you have it though. But I'm next Sunday, I'm going to be having a person on my Blog Talk Radio. It's called We Kill Babies, believe it or not. But when I first saw the name, I got kind of weird. But it's an awesome website. This guy's really passionate about what he's writing about, what he believes, and what his radio program. So go to Blog Talk Radio, We Kill Babies, and also WeKillBabies.org. I hope it is. Mm-hmm. If it's not, org, it's .com. He'll be on at 7 o'clock. Hopefully we can get him on 7 o'clock. We're going to be having also this brother Phoenix from the Watchmen Chronicles. What is actually your whole name? Just give me your show name.
You can go to Blog Talk Radio / Watchmen Chronicles.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And then, you know, people, if they want to sign up on Facebook and MySpace too, I like try to network a little bit. If you want to chat with me and if you got some questions, you can email me.
Sweet. Okay,
yeah.
What do you want to connect with this?
I want to get into the fall of America if we can, because we are speaking of the economy, and it's kind of something I want to brush up on.
All right.
If you can give me a few minutes, I just kind of want to run through.
Okay, remember, we got 22 minutes. We're not going to take any more commercials. We're just going to probably at the end, about the last 3-4 minutes, I'll probably get out and go and take a couple commercials. Make my show sound for, professional. I said I was going to promise I was going to follow some type of show if the Holy Spirit allows me. But, let's go ahead and talk about that.
Okay. America is found in Revelation 18. Now, this fact was given to a prophet. Now, believe me, the information that I do give you guys is based on prophecy. Now, you have to believe the prophets in order to believe the prophecy. So I just want to state that. But I think as we go through this, you're going to see America a lot easier. So, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with the stag voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now, the reason why it says Babylon the Great is fallen, it didn't just, it wasn't trying to just fill in words there. The reason why it was there was because Babylon's going to fall once, and then it's going to fall again. Okay, this isn't talking about Babylon back in the day, Babylon. It's talking about the mystery Babylon. Okay, it's going to fall twice. It's going to fall when America is attacked, to proceed into World War III, and then it'll fall also when at the end war in Armageddon. Okay, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, who does that remind you of? Is that not America drinking? All we're corrupting the whole earth with what? Our movies, our music, our fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and merchants of the earth are waxed rich, thorough the abundance of her delicacies. What does that remind you of? We are buying everything. Of course the merchants are completely obsessed with us. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Now I believe this part right here is talking about God talking to his people before America is destroyed and telling him, come out of there because I don't want you to be a part of the wrath. Now, that has nothing to do with the rapture. I believe this is all going to go down. If there is a rapture, I think it's going to happen before. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. That's not good, folks. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. Now, what that means, it says, in the cup which she hath filled, filled to her double. America is the number one nation in the world. Therefore, we must double unto her double and return it, so she must then become the lowest nation of the earth. Okay? How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. Now, does America live deliciously? I mean, you can go down the street and get Mexican, Chinese, Cuban, freaking Wendy's, Taco Bell, anything you want. We live deliciously. Okay? Yeah. Nowhere else in the world has that kind of policy. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Now, what is that? You ask anybody if America's going to fall, what do they say? No way. Get out of here. What is that mentality? I shall see no sorrow. Okay? Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Now I want to make a brief comment. It will comment here in several spots that it's going to not only be in one day, it will be in 1 hour. There's no country in the world and ever in history that's ever fallen in an hour. And it says it three times in here. To let you know that what's going to happen is Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, and Mexico, and two other countries are going to come, and there's been like three or four prophets that have prophesied nuclear missiles coming to the shores of America. What's the only thing that's going to take America down in 1 hour and completely be burned? Probably nukes.
Well, I saw, I noticed, it doesn't really take a rocket scientist to figure this out. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but America's not, the dominance returned to the European Union to me, it's the Mediterranean Union. If you listen to one of my past shows, I don't think it's the European Union by itself, because if you look at the statue in Daniel chapter 2, the legs already represent Rome, and it was one of the capitals was Constantinople, and the other one was Rome. So that's why you have two legs, and then
we are still under Roman rule here in America as well. Yeah. The actual whole world is.
Yeah. Then you have 2 feet, where it represents the same empire, which is Rome, but it's divided into 10. So what I'm looking at now is with that as a Eastern, Western type of amalgamation. The president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, was promoting a Mediterranean Union. So the spirit of the beast is here, but the beast does not rise up out of the sea until the tribulation period begins, just before it starts. The
right, absolutely.
Nations, yes.
At least the announcement won't come out, basically. People won't find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I do want to make a comment on that. We are under Roman rule. If you look at the president when he goes and makes his speeches, you'll see two columns on each side of him with hatchet faces on them, and they're called the fascists. It's the fasci. That comes from Rome. Okay?
Yes.
That means from many to one. That means from many nations put together, we are strong and powerful. And that was also on our coins, too, which they got rid of it. I think it used to be on our dimes.
Mm-hmm.
In the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her. I wonder if that means McDonald's. And when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment. Why would they be standing far off? Probably because we're set apart, literally far away from everywhere else. The fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, what that great city Babylon, that mighty city. Why is it mighty? Because it was the mightiest nation on the earth. For in 1 hour is the judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and the fine wood and manner vessels of yore and all manner vessels of most precious wool and brass of iron and marble. And it goes on and on. Now, there's been several prophecies. I'm not going to keep going because I know there's, there's not much time left. But I just want to say that there are prophecies that Russia and all these communist nations are going to come up. And then afterwards, that's going to lead into World War III. Okay, that's going to cause it. Now, right before that, we'll see these prophecies come to pass. The first prophecy has already come to pass, and that was, I'm trying to think of his name. I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to skip it. But we're going to see Omer usher in a Palestinian state. Okay?
Yeah.
So they've been trying to usher in a Palestinian state for some years now. Now, when we see that, we don't know what Omer means. We don't think it's Omer, right? Because, he's out of office now. He was just stepping in as prime minister for Israel. And now he's out of office. So they think it might be the time of the Omer, like the passing of the Omer, you know. But we won't know until we see it. So that's one.
Yeah.
Then Israel is going to come into some kind of conflict where, America's greatest time of need, Israel doesn't help out America. Now, I think that's going to be an earthquake, personally. I think we're going to get hit by one of the weather warfare weapons, and it's going to be a giant earthquake, and I think it's probably going to split, it's going to reconfigure the map of America. I think it's going to be that severe.
Oh, yeah. I was watching a movie a couple of days ago. I watched it a couple of times, and it was like America split right down the middle. What was the name of that movie? Anyway, we don't have the time for that. But
yeah, there's a prophecy on that. And I believe, there's going to be a lot of different mapping going on. And then after that, Israel's going to need help, and America sends troops. Now, when that happens, the American people are going to be really angry about that because Israel didn't send troops to help us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, that's it. As some other guys have said, say goodbye to America, that's it, it's finished, time to get out of the country. Because when that happens, then, we're going to be tied up with fighting. There'll be people fighting with the government. The government will be mixed up with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Cuba, Nicaragua, Russia, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries will bomb and defeat America. Now, after that, supposedly the Russian bear, China's going to rise up against Russia. China will back Russia up to the gates of Paris, so apparently that they're going to take Russia. They're basically going to pass France, and then they're going to get backed up to the gates of Paris. And then when they're going to sign a treaty, and supposedly they're going to make Russia their leader. And then that's when we're going to have one world government and one world religion and one world everything else because, America's going to be out of the picture. And I think people need to really look at the creatures that are spoken about in the Bible. Now, if you look at the creatures of Daniel that I was talking about, and I believe the creatures of Ezekiel, I believe it is, there's wings missing on one of the animals when it's described, and the wings are representing the wings of America when you do the breakdown of the different governments inside the actual creatures.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
At one point the creature had wings, and then the next point, when you get into the tribulation period, the wings aren't there anymore because the wings are plucked. It says that the wings were plucked off the animal in the Bible.
Exactly. So, I think it has a twofold meaning. And I do, as time goes on, I do kind of change my thoughts. I kind of listen to some brothers who talk about those beasts presenting different empires here in the present time.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the beast represents Islam. The leopard represents Islam. And, you know, I do believe that I know we're kind of getting way over all over different subjects, but, you know, we're just kind of flowing with it. I do believe that the Antichrist is going to be from Syria.
Let me respond to the and it's kind of a private talk, but I'm just going to respond. The show that is called We Kill Children, the same name kind of got me when I first saw it, but it's an awesome ministry. He's really, really awesome guy. He's anti-abortion. So the name got me at first, but yeah, just go on WeKillChildren.org or on Blog Talk Radio and check them out. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Okay, I do believe that the Antichrist is going to be from Syria. Now, it does state in the Bible that
Me too.
He will be from the Roman, the Greek, and the Persian and Medo empires. Now, if you take and look on a map of all the existing territories, the only ones that come in, I think, is Syria and a little part of, like, Iraq area. But I believe that's why God calls him the Assyrian. Now, you look at the leopard, the fourth beast, right? The leopard represents Islam. And I also think that the clay, when we were speaking about how the toes were mixed with iron, I do believe the clay has a little bit to do with Islam as well, if that makes sense to the people.
Yeah.
But the different attributes are from the different regions of history, and you know, the prophecies do join on different levels as people look at it. Like I was saying, with hybrid races and different things, we don't really know how it's going to go down, but we have a strong information piece, and it's called the Holy Bible.
So, yeah, exactly.
You know, and the whole reason why I'm doing this show and I'm on this show is to lead people to Christ.
Exactly.
And you know, he saved my life, pulled me out of the fire, because I tell you what, I was going to hell for sure. I was a fair weather Christian. And I was going to the bars, drinking every night, and God woke me up. And I actually went to a Prophet's Cave conference, and I got a chance to meet, I don't know if you've ever heard of Gene Bacon, Prophet Gene Bacon, and along with Prophet Leslie Johnson. And I went there, and it was a real turning point for my ministry. I started the ministry, the radio show, and just so I could outreach people. I went there to get a good word from the Lord through the prophets, and it was a real strong meaning for me. It was very important. It like totally changed my whole thought process. So, I really want to take the time to tell people that Jesus is the only way to salvation, and that's why we're doing this. And I would, like I said, I was going to hell, but now I'm saved. And now I'm no longer afraid to lose what I cannot keep to gain what I cannot lose.
Amen. Amen, brother. Yeah. I'd love you to plug your show. Just take about a couple of minutes. Just plug your show.
Okay. I appreciate that. We're on Blog Talk Radio facebook.com/Watchmen Chronicles. We have done probably only about 6 shows. We got a small studio, which we do the shows out of. It's the same studio as Eternal Immortal Records. You can check those guys out as well. They're kind of partners of mine. They're at www.myspace/Eternal Immortal Records. Now, the shows that I've done so far, you should definitely check them out, folks. I've done the first couple shows was on The Fallen, which is it was a 2-part series with the Giants. And the history of the Giants coming into civilization and actually how they've been with us ever since man was created on the Earth. I also did another show on Truth About the Rapture, the timeline of when the rapture might come, when you know when I feel that it might come or when we might be saved by the Lord. I also did another show on the New World Order agenda, and that's where I kind of got into finances a little bit and how the Illuminati was started. And, you know, I kind of like to jump back and forth with politics and Bible prophecy. So you guys check it out if you want to enjoy if you enjoyed what you heard today. I'll be on this show hopefully more often. You can check it out again at blogtalkradio.com/Watchmen Chronicles. Again, my name is Phoenix. You can email me or even check out my my Facebook or my MySpace, you know. And you can come with me. I want you guys to challenge me, to be honest with you. Definitely just don't take what I say for granted. Go out there and research it for yourselves. That's the whole point of this, especially when I was doing Bible numerics. That's a very interesting topic. That really proved to me that the Lord was real.
Yeah.
Just for the fact of, wow, all these things literally tie together. Because what that does is it shows that God had it planned all the way from the beginning. Even though we didn't want, there was maybe some extra books. Like I feel the Book of Enoch should have been added to the Bible, but there's a reason why it wasn't added. Because maybe if it was added, it wouldn't equal out to God's numeric program, you know. So he had it all picked out from the beginning, and people will be saved systematically by God, according to His will.
Yeah.
So that's kind of really all I had to say, you know. I didn't really plan too much for more than Haiti and the quick numeric talk, but I definitely enjoyed the show.
Yeah, me too. I would like to get you back on. We can talk about. I don't mind the strange things, as long as Jesus, the basic foundation of Christianity, the basic foundation of Jesus stays intact, and no one gets offended. As far as the gospel is concerned, but as far as sometimes. You know, you can have the vomit mouth, or I can have the vomit mouth and accidentally say something, but that's fine. We can always
Right.
But let's talk about next time on the show. Let's talk about the Obama administration. Let's talk about the coming dictatorship. Let's talk about, like, one of the sisters in the chat room talking about China, Russia, more involvement, Panama Canal.
Okay.
Let's talk about the easy access to the American land, because we don't have anything like we got. If you watch the movie, so I think it's a movie, and I don't like it. I don't like him too much, but the one dude that had the with the glasses, the chubby dude that always had makes the movies. Anyway, yeah, he was looking at how the borders were not guarded. There's nobody on our borders.
Well, that's, the Bible actually speaks of that. We are the city without walls.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not protected.
Yeah, true. All right, brother. Let's stay in contact with each other. Matter of fact, I'll probably email you tomorrow and let you know what's going on. I'm probably going to make a long list of people who are going to be on the show, and I'm pretty sure I would love you to at least. We'll talk about it and see what's going on. But God bless you. You have a wonderful night. Everybody.
Yeah, God bless. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Have a nice night.
You too. Okay, that was an awesome show. I would love for the people in the chat room to just watch and listen to some more of the archives. But like I said before, the show is going to be a lot different. I know I got the gift of gab, and sometimes I hold back, and a lot of these out of the guests will help me to kind of pinpoint with accuracy what I'm actually going to say. So God bless y'all. If y'all heard some of my kids in the background crying, that's just my household, and I'm not going to even care. I'm just going to do it because I was kind of scared and nervous to actually, you know, have a show. But now I really don't care if you can hear my little baby crying in the back. But she's the sweetest little thing in the world if you look at her. Well, God bless everybody out there, and y'all have a wonderful day. That was an awesome show, man. Gosh, that was, I hear that's even so big. got that TV on.
Oh.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I heard it in a couple sources I've heard that it's actually getting warmer rather than colder. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing is, of course, they have the global warming. So for when they mean it's actually the globe is actually getting I guess the carbon monoxide too much carbon monoxide in the atmosphere, and it's making the ozone layer leave, and it's supposed to get extremely hotter. But I've heard like, you know, Al Gore preach about that and stuff like that, but yeah, more like billions of dollars. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, big time, yeah.